There's something you should know about the Islamic Revolution. It's the 40th biscuit! And we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Life begins at 40, and Imam Khamenei said, in the life of civilizations, the 40th year anniversary is the beginning of the intellectual growth and movement. The 40th year does not represent old age, rather it is a period of blossoming, and this blossoming will continue to prevail, inshallah. In 1979, the Islamic Revolution took place. The Western-backed monarchy of the Shah was overthrown, and the Islamic Republic was formed, promising to defend the rights of the oppressed and establish the principles of Islam and Imam Mahdi on the global stage. But how much progress has the Muslim world, particularly Iran, made since then? Here are 10 ways out of many in which the Islamic Republic of Iran has progressed. Yik! Defeating Saddam Hussein's Iraq in the Eight-Year War. Iran liberated its sovereign identity from the hegemonic foreign powers, but this angered the so-called superpowers, and so they armed Saddam Hussein to begin a war against Iran. But despite America, the UK, France, and even the Soviet Union, all combining their forces against Iran under the guidance of Imam Khomeini and the presidency of Imam Khamenei, the people of Iran did not slacken or become weak and cry out for peace and surrender. Instead, they beat back the invaders, defended their country, and fortified their independence through the sacred defense by giving the pure blood of countless martyrs. And the Holy Quran says, "And be not slack so as to cry out for peace while you have the upper hand, and Allah is with you." Thus did the people of Iran trust the words of their Islamic leaders, defended themselves, and won, making Iran safe. Now, you'd think that a country like Iran, having all these enemies, having Saudi Arabia right across the ocean, and groups like ISIS, Daesh being all over the place, its closest neighbors being invaded by America, not to mention the Zionist entity of Israel being right there, you'd think that Iran is a dangerous place to be. Nope. Over the years, Iran has secured its borders and has become one of the safest places to be. Over 5 million tourists visited Iran in the fiscal year of 2014-15, many of whom visited the holy cities of Qom and Mashhad. Did you know that the Shrine of Imam Ridha is now the biggest mosque complex in the world? People come from America and the European Union, including Germany, Italy, Bulgaria, France, and Belgium, to sightsee, mostly in cities like Isfahan and Yazd and Shiraz. And whoever grows the carrots in Iran, how do you do it? Drink, Abi Havij. Their educational progress is outstanding. Can you believe that before the Islamic Revolution, just 40 years ago, there were only 16 universities in the country with a measly 154,000 undergraduate students? Since the Islamic Revolution, the trajectory is just up all the way. Somebody tell them to slow down. As of 2013, 4.5 million students are enrolled in universities. 93% of the Iranian adult population are literate, proving that Islam provides the cultural seedbed for the intellectual growth of nations. Inshallah, if Iran continues like this, they are going to lead the world in scientific progress. Which brings me to jihad. Scientific progress. Imam Khamenei has stressed, the momentum of the country's scientific movement in the past 20 years should not slow down. Rather, it should be maintained for the next 20 to 30 years until we reach the climax. You see, the matter of the scientific progress and science production of a country is perhaps the most significant indicator of that country's progress. In recent years, the growth in Iran's scientific output is reported to be the fastest in the world. Iran has made great strides in different sectors, including aerospace, nuclear science, medical development, as well as stem cell and cloning research. In the area of invention patents, Iran ranked 38th before the revolution in 1970, whereas in 2016, Iran has reported to be the 7th country with the highest number of patents. The Islamic Republic's scientific growth rate was announced to be 11 times more than the global pace of science production. Remember, all of this is despite the fact that America placed ruthless economic sanctions and trade embargoes on Iran. But the people of Iran turned the challenge into opportunity. Imam Khamenei said, sanctions surely create some problem for the country. There is no doubt about this, but sanctions have helped us to open our eyes upon our own resources. We had many capacities, but we were not aware of them. We used to ignore them, but when they imposed sanctions on us, we collected ourselves. We looked around and we found the existing domestic capacities and we benefited from them. Panch! Defending the oppressed. It's part of the constitution of the Islamic Republic to support the oppressed people of the world. Article 154 states, the Islamic Republic of Iran considers human happiness throughout human society as its ideal. It considers independence, freedom, and the governance of justice and truth as the right of all people of the world. Consequently, while it completely abstains from any kind of intervention in the internal affairs of other nations, it supports the struggles of the oppressed for their rights against the oppressors anywhere in the world. The country which has has fearlessly opposed the global terrorism of America is none other than the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's a predominantly Shia country, and yet it remains the only real nation which has wholeheartedly supported the Palestinian cause against the Zionists. While Palestine is a majority Sunni country, the biggest rallies held in their defense take place in the cities of the Islamic Republic of Iran. It was Imam Khomeini, the father of the Islamic Revolution, who took this principled stance against the illegal, illegitimate, and oppressive Zionist regime. And look around today, the public opinion globally has shifted dramatically in favor of the Palestinian cause and against the rogue regime of Israel. On International Quds Day, Muslims and non-Muslims will demonstrate their support for the Palestinian cause in over 800 cities across the world. The Holy Quran says, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are firm of heart against the disbelievers, compassionate among themselves. And the Islamic Republic has actively supported freedom-fighting groups like Hezbollah of Lebanon, the Hashd al-Shaabi, Kataib and al-Nujba of Iraq, the Zainabiyun of Pakistan, the Fatimiyun of Afghanistan, even teaming up with Russia to put an end to the despicable ISIS-Daesh terrorism created by America and its allies. Indeed, the axis of resistance has proven its prowess in defending the rights and lives of Muslims, Christians and Jews and others throughout the region against the aggression of the so-called superpowers. Sheesh! Books! When you have a leader like Imam Khamenei, who emphasizes the importance of reading all sorts of literature, it's going to inspire the nation to read as well as write. According to UNESCO, Iran ranks 9th in the world for the number of new titles and editions published. In 2014, 72,871 books were published by the Islamic Republic. That's for new books. And as for printing and distributing of books which have already been written, the most important of which is certainly the Holy Quran, hundreds of thousands of Qurans are printed in Iran each year, and back in 2015, 1 million copies of the Quran were printed in just 4 months. The Holy Quran says, read in the name of your Lord who created. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who taught by the pen, taught man what he did not know. Haft! It proved the true worth of women. Today in Iran, women are devoted mothers, respected housewives, loving daughters who vote, work, study, drive, and are also active in revolutionary activities like protests, marches, and the soft war. The Western ideologues of false ideas like feminism and warped ideas of freedom have subjugated, objectified, and vilified women in the name of women's rights. Islam teaches us that the true worth of a woman is what's in her head and heart, and to aspire to be like the fearless and intellectual women of the Ahlul Bayt. Every year, the people of Iran celebrate the birthday of Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet. This is a national Women's Day in the Islamic Republic. Back in 1990, Imam Khamenei stated, I hope by his will, God helps you to follow Fatimah al-Zahra as your role model, and hopefully, the difficulties Muslim women face in the way of studying will be removed. Before the revolution, back in 1970, 54% of women in Iran were illiterate. By the year 2000, that figure went down to just 17.30%. Iranian female education went from a 46% literacy rate to 83%. But it didn't stop there. Back in 1996, Imam Khamenei said, I advise families to let their daughters study. May God forbid that parents, on the pretext of religious observances, think they should stop their daughters from continuing their higher education. No, religion has not said so. Religion does not make any difference between girls and boys when it comes to receiving an education. If your son is following his higher education, let your daughter pursue the same. Let our young girls study, learn, get education, find their status and value it. To understand how baseless and untrue the global imperialism propaganda about women is. Yes, by implementing the pure Mohammedan Islam, Iran managed to create a safe, ethical and respectable environment which encourages women to study and be the best that they can be in their mind, body and soul. Back in 1990, Imam Khamenei also emphasized, try as hard as you can to particularly encourage and educate female students and make them progress in science. According to UNESCO data from 2012, Iran has more female students in engineering fields than any other country in the world. During the last few decades, Iranian women have had significant presence in Iran's scientific movement, art movement, literary new wave, and the new wave of Iranian cinema. Women accounted for 56% of all students in the natural sciences businesses, including one in five PhD students. 49.8% of the university students in Iran are women. Before the Islamic Revolution, back in 1935, the Western-backed regime, which wanted to secularize Iran, attempted to ban the hijab. 1,670 Iranians were massacred by the Western-backed regime for protesting the ban. Today, the hijab is a symbol of freedom from tyranny and oppression. And while the hijab is being banned in Western universities, the women of Iran wear it proudly. Imam Khamenei said, "Hijab gives women freedom and an identity. In spite of the dim-witted and superficial propaganda campaigns of materialistic people, hijab does not shackle women. By ignoring hijab and failing to cover what Allah the Exalted has asked them to cover, women undermine their own dignity and value. Hijab brings about dignity. It makes women more valuable. It increases women's dignity and respect." You thought feminism was the salvation for women? Hashed. Propagation of Islam. Iran is a nation of research, not only in the fields of engineering, chemistry, stem cell research, medicine, and other such sciences, but also in the Islamic discourses, which provide theological and ethical direction for the contemporary issues of the world. They are proving through their research that Islam is the backbone of sciences like physics and chemistry, and even the humanities. Imam Sadiq, the sixth imam, foretold that soon Kufa will become empty of the faithful, and knowledge will go out of Kufa as a snake goes out of its lair. Then the knowledge will appear in a land called Qum. It will become the center of knowledge and merits. No one, not even the women at home, will be unaware of the religion of God. This will be close to the time of the reappearance of our Qa'im, Imam Mahdi. But just how much has Iran advanced the acquisition of Islamic knowledge since the revolution? Well, as well as the traditional houses in Iran, Al-Mustafa International was founded in 1979, an international academic Islamic and Hausa institute. Its objectives include instructing jurists, researchers, teachers, muballighs, and pious and committed Muslim thinkers, as well as clarifying and expanding the Quranic and Islamic viewpoints and disseminating Islamic theories, divine teachings, and humanity. Tens of thousands of students from 122 countries have studied Islamic sciences under the university and are providing spiritual guidance to many across the world. The truth is getting out there wherever you are. Nor the advancement in art, media, and the soft war. Imam Khamenei said, "In a hard war, bodies roll in dirt and blood, but souls fly towards paradise. But in a soft war, if, God forbid, the enemy wins, bodies become fat and remain whole, but souls descend into the depths of hell." As the world draws closer to the return of Imam al-Mahdi, we have to know that it's not just about the physical battle, but also about the battle for freeing people's minds. Some critics now rank Iran as the world's most important national cinema. A range of international film festivals have honored Iranian cinema in the last 20 years. You've probably seen the popular works of the Prophet Yusuf series, the Imam Ali series, and the Mukhtar narrative. Love it. The world was in an uproar when the enemies made cartoons and low-budget films mocking the Holy Prophet. Iran countered it by making a mind-blowing movie about the early life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. The movie not only defended Islam, but it also inspired even more love and connection to the Holy Prophet. Preparing for the return of Imam Mahdi. The biggest accomplishment so far has been to wake people up. And of course, it's not just about Iran. Had China implemented Islam, we would pray for China's success. Had the Islamic Republic been formed in Norway or in Brazil or Singapore, it would have been those places which were paving the way for the return of Imam Mahdi. But the point is, Iran and its people have accomplished what no others have. And the ripples of this achievement are felt globally, not only by Muslims, but Christians and Jews and others as well. Imam Zain al-Abidin, the fourth Imam, said, "Certainly those who believe in his Imam Mahdi's imamate and await his advent are superior to the people of all times. Allah the Almighty has bestowed them with such a degree of intelligence and understanding that they see the Imam even though he is in occultation. Allah considers them like those soldiers who fought with their swords in the company of the Holy Prophet. They are our true and devout Shias. These are those who invite others towards the religion of Allah openly and secretly." Insha'Allah, what Iran has started, the global oppressed will continue and Imam al-Mahdi will finish. 40 biscuits already? We hope that you all benefited from it, and may Allah bless each and every one of you.